You know, I wasn't always a whore. I used to be innocent, pure. Not really sure why that changed, but I guess I really didn't understand. The funny thing is it wasn't just the sex that I gave away. It was a piece of myself, each and every time. Trying to understand something, just desperately grasping at it, but never quite getting it. Covering my darkest thoughts with pillows and blankets. Not knowing how to deal with myself. That's probably the worst part. Knowing that I became the monster that I hated. You see, a while back before I got into this business, I fell in love with a boy. I was pretty young, naive, thought I knew what love was, and he was my first. He wasn't ideal, he used a Ziploc bag as a condom, so I didn't really feel that great, but I thought it was love. First couple of years was fun. Enjoy each other's company. Had a lot of similar interests and everything, but and something changed. I became more controlling. Didn't let me talk to other people. Stole my money. Took my car away from my phone. Cut me off from my phone. He raped me multiple times. And it wasn't just, you know, extreme violent rape like you see on movies and TV. It was the kind of rape that happens when you're in a relationship with somebody and you have sex with them because you're afraid they're gonna leave you, or you're afraid that they're gonna call you some other name. It's the kind of sex you don't want to have, but you have anyway. What's even fucked up about it is that he raped me at Disney World. Fucking Disney World. Maid service doesn't really clean up after that, do they? You know, after that I got into another relationship, and I wasn't very stable emotionally. And I finally was able to tear myself from that one. I wasn't really ready for the next one, but I jumped into it pretty quickly. I cared about this person. I still do to this day. He helped me a lot. He helped me get through a lot of things. But I didn't know how to deal with what I was dealing with. And so I sought other people. And that's how I came across Chance. And I saw that it was a lucrative business. And it didn't matter anyways because it was just sex. It wasn't a thing that people who love other people have. It was just a thing that people do to pass the time. So I didn't care about what I did or who was with. There was still a part of me every time that was like, maybe this is different, maybe I'm just trying to figure out how I value myself and how I should value myself based off of other people's opinions and whether or not I was desirable on an intimate level. And I think that's an issue that a lot of people have. But you know, it didn't matter because that relationship ended up not working out either, because it found out very quickly. And so I lost somebody that I cared about. They cared about me. And the thing is that I was the one that broke up with him. Or at least I like to think that. Usually when you tell your partner that you've been sleeping around, it's kind of like a truce anyways. You see, the whole time I thought there was just something wrong with me. And there probably is. But you know, people change. And people change you, and you change people. Whether you like it or not. So I guess the only thing you can do to live with it is to tell yourself that you're not a piece of shit. Even if you are. I just hope to God there's some form of redemption.